Well, Marie is here to take care of some business, but Marie, this supersedes all other business. I started eating.
Did this. You cut it?
No, I called Ann in to cut it because it was a beautiful pie. She took a picture and put it on our social media.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Twitter.
And I said, I am not going to mess that pie up.
Because, I was even nervous cutting it.
Yeah, she was nervous cutting it. She said she'd never cut such a beautiful pie before.
I've ever seen.
Actually, it's funny, you know, when you're under pressure to make something, to bring, there were issues, okay? There were just issues with the crust yesterday, so.
Oh, my gosh.
It looks okay.
If that's a problem pie, you should keep doing it just like that. You know, Sean and I like to bring stuff in once in a while, not that often, and. It's a very tough decision on what to buy off the shelf in the grocery store. You agonize over baking a pie at home and making it from scratch. I got to tell you, it reminds me of Grandma Edna on my dad's side. Grandma Edna always would have us, I said this the other day, go out and pick the rhubarb, and then she'd make a rhubarb pie. And I'm thinking now that I'm tasting this, she also must have made a strawberry rhubarb pie because this is – you know, if you can say like Grandma used to make, that's saying a lot.
Yeah, and that rhubarb came out of the garden, so it's fresh.
Delicious. Mm. Really
good.
Well done. Job well done.
Sean, I expect to hear your report.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, he said he couldn't wait to get it home to put it in the smoker. Marie is here talking about the housing shortage in Michigan, what's being done about it, because it has to be fixed in order to attract talent to the state. You can't try to get new people moving in if there's no place for them to live. So Marie Osborne puts her WJR senior news analyst hat on and fills us in. Marie?
And good morning, Paul. This is a really complex problem that doesn't have a quick answer, but they are at least moving towards some solutions. Brian Kelly's the president and CEO of the Michigan Small Business Association. He says some employers looking for workers say they've even had to find workers and that they can provide housing for.
We've seen some businesses even take the extraordinary step of buying housing units so that they can attract in employees and have a place for them to live. The fact that it has gotten to that point is really pretty astounding.
And in the areas where the economy depends heavily on tourism, the problem of lack of housing has been acute for several years, leading some businesses to curtail hours or put off expansion and development.
The housing shortage is something that is being experienced across the entire landscape today. It's really, there are a few places around the state that do not have a shortage of affordable and attainable housing.
And Kelly says the problem is multifaceted. Access to capital is a hurdle for many developers looking to build housing. Skilled trades left the state and retired in large numbers during the Great Recession. And of course, right now, inflation is pinching home buyers. The Michigan State Housing Development Authority has developed a plan to ease the crunch, but in order for it to work, there has to be buy-in at many levels, especially at the community level.
And it can't just be the state. It's going to require a lot of buy-in and partnerships in local communities that are setting housing rules and density rules and their zoning and planning decisions at the local level, in addition to people making the type of wages that allow them to more readily afford housing.
And Paul Kelly says about 75,000 new housing units in Michigan. It's going to be a great start to start there. But the National Low Income Housing Coalition estimates the shortfall of rental units available for low income households in Michigan to be over 200,000.
Wow. Well, I hope they can get a grasp on that, and it's going to be tough too for people moving into our area, which is what we're concerned about, and then now taking on the higher mortgage rates because of what's happening with inflation and the interest rates and all the other stuff. So this is a tough. We're coming into a tough time. It's been tough because of the pandemic. It's going to remain tough and get tougher because of some of the remnants of the pandemic. And some of the other things that are going on, it doesn't help. And I'll call upon the whole gang here. It does not help to hear that Kellogg is splitting off into three companies and shifting its focus and moving people to Chicago. We don't want to hear of companies moving people out of Michigan. That's counter to what we're trying to achieve right now. This is really bad news. And it's shocking news, too, that the Kellogg's snacking business, we think
huge.
Of cereal, but the Kellogg's snacking business is 80% of their business. I never would have guessed that.
Right. So the cereal side of the business, which is going to stay here in Michigan, that they create the cereals, that side has seen a real dip in sales because of all the low carb, non-gluten type movements, in our society right now. So they've seen a dip in sales. Oh, but Cheez-Its and all of those great snacks that are made by the company, yeah, those are still robust and getting bigger.
How is it possible that people who've cut down on cereal because of all the reasons you said somehow find an excuse or reason to eat all those snacks?
Says the man who's putting a piece of pie in his mouth.
Well,
but that's okay.
This is a unique homemade piece of strawberry rhubarb pie. This is not something that I'm grabbing off the shelf every week to stuff in my face. Pringles? Do they make Pringles?
I don't know if they make Pringles. I do know they make Cheez-Its.
Oh, yeah. They snacks such as Pringles, Cheez-Its, and Pop-Tarts. Now, there's the top three leading healthy foods.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, any dietitian will tell you that this is where people fail in their overall, when I say diet, I mean, diet that you eat every day.
Right,
health.
Not trying to
not
lose weight.
Not trying to diet.
Right.
But they'll say this is where we fail because we, I'm not going to eat the cereal. I'm not going to eat these other things because they're not good for me. Oh, but wait, I will have this little snack over here because I deserve it. I've been so good all day. I think I deserve it. I'll eat this.
Cheez-Its is that, that's the snack for me. You put it in a bowl when a game is on. And the next thing you know.
Sorry.
Where did they go?
What was our friend's name at Northwoods?
Hornacek.
Marty Hornacek, who's still on the big billboard when you go up north. Marty Hornacek said he had the largest selection of Cheez-Its in the country.
Oh.
Is that right? Am I remembering this right?
Oh, absolutely. That's what he said. The Northwoods Outlet.
Northwoods Outlet, which is a great, great place there in Pinconning. Of course, they have cheese, too.
Yeah.
And he took us across the street to a huge warehouse. It was loaded with billions and billions of boxes of Cheez-Its.
Oh, wow.
We ought to take Sean there with a microphone.
Really? Kevin. Yes.
Because it was an amazing assortment and of the most Cheez-Its. Anyway, what a brilliant man Marty Hornacek is, he's still alive. He stepped a little away from the business. His children running it. But certainly worth stopping if you ever wondered. You know what else? I was told by our friend Debbie Snethkamp when we visited them up in Boyne area, Harbor Springs area. You know that place when you're driving down the expressway, you're coming back home, and it says turkey dinners?
Yes.
I don't even know what it's called.
It's Aunt Eva's, or is it Eva's? Isn't that the one you're talking about?
I don't know. All I see is turkey. I key in on the food, and I don't know if it's Aunt Eva's or what it is, but it's... Debbie said she finally stopped there, and she said it was excellent. Real turkeys roasting, and you get a turkey dinner or a turkey sandwich, fresh turkey.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I have not yet stopped, but I plan on it. I like a good
a food
turkey
tour.
Dinner.
Why are we doing golf tours? Why don't we do food tours?
Yeah, we should definitely do a food tour.
You are one of the smartest humans ever.
Thank you,
we should send
Sean.
Marie and Sean out on a food tour to report back to us. Well, I love the idea for all of us going. I just don't know if we can handle that. Well, we'll try. We'll see. Well, Daddy will work it out. Daddy's got to come up with some money, and then Daddy will work it out.